Welcome to the official PHP BB podcast, Bytecast version. Find us online at podcast.phpbb.com. Episode number 4. Hi, and welcome to PHP BB Bytecast episode number 1. This is the podcast, or it's basically a short podcast that is produced by the PHPBB teams, and I'll talk a little bit about why it's called a Bytecast in a moment. But first, I am your host for this episode, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life, on the modifications team.
Hello, I am Francis Lewis, also known as Handyman, on the modifications team.
Oh, hey, I'm Jeremy Conley. I'm also known as Penta Penguin on the support team.
And I'm Paul Sawyer, and called Paul at the modifications team.
And this Bytecast is what I'm calling it. That's BYTE cast. It's a new thing that the PHPBB teams are doing. Basically, what it is a short podcast. What it's meant to do is be like a mini podcast, so that you can listen to it, and it will only be about 15. Somewhere between 10 and a maximum of 20 minutes long, talking about only one specific topic. So it'll be a lot easier to listen to. Finding time to listen to it will be a lot easier. And so people, when they browse PHPBB or the podcast.phpbb.com site, they can go through and find the topics they want to listen to. We might do tutorials or talk about a specific topic that that is related to PHPBB. Couple things real quick, though. This is, again, this podcast is produced and affiliated with PHPBB.com, produced by the PHPBB teams. It is not currently a live podcast, though we may do a live Bytecast in the future. And so keep apprised on the podcast.phpbb.com site for when we will be doing that, because we'll probably be doing it on a site which, like a TalkShoe or Skypecast, where we can allow people to listen to the team members and interact with them, asking them questions directly, and we'll be able to answer those as well. Editing your database, and Jeremy, I know you wanted to discuss a little bit on this, so go ahead and tell us about what you were thinking there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's just one thing I've been personally noticing in the support forums when I've been giving out support, is people manually editing the database for any number of reasons, like adding a new user or deleting a user or even deleting spam posts or private messages. And that really can cause a lot of problems, either immediately or down the road. And the reason for that is because PHPBB uses what's known as a relational databases. Basically, that means that the data is not all stored in place. It's kind of interlinked and synced between different tables. And when you edit the database directly, you can get those tables out of sync, and that can cause a lot of problems. Like, for example, if you delete posts directly from the database. One error you might get on, like, multiple page topics is when you click on the last page, it may say no posts found for this topic, even though there are. And you can really start getting some strange errors like that. So the main thing is never edit the database directly. You need to use the built-in PHPBB tools for adding or deleting a user or deleting posts or whatever, because those are designed to keep the database in sync and not to create these inconsistencies. And if you have recently edited your database directly, I'd recommend you shut down your form, and if you have a backup, try to restore the backup, even if you might lose a few posts or your users, because you will have problems down the road. I can assure you of that. And you get some weird errors, and it's not a good thing.
Now, do you find that people normally edit the database directly because they're trying to fix a problem that they're having, or because they're just trying to do something like add a user? without a mod?
I've seen some of both. It's some of it's just that people thinking I can just directly. I need to register a user quickly in the PHPBB_users table house user, so I'll just enter their info there and we'll be good to go. Well, the problem with that is the you also have permissions stored in a couple other tables, the authentication tables, and when you don't add the permissions data too, you can get some weird errors on that as well.
Mm-hmm. And so when somebody does edit it, and or like let's say they're having a specific support issue, you know, they're having a problem with uh-huh. their board, and so they go into the table and edit it. Can they easily remedy it?
Not usually, especially if you delete something. Editing, say like changing the user's online hidden status from, you know, visible to not visible, that's easily undone. But when you start doing more complicated changes like deleting users directly or deleting posts directly, you can, you know, run into problems. So that's why I recommend if you have edited the database, like I said earlier, recently, recommend stop using it as soon as possible and restore a backup if you have one.
Mm-hmm. And now, as far as editing the database directly, we're not saying that you can't edit it if, like, say, a support team member says, you know, you need to change this or whatever in the database. That might happen too, right?
Oh, well, yeah, definitely, because sometimes if you have another error with your board, like one I've seen before is, say, a style, for example, is messed up and your board isn't loading properly, we might give you a database query to run directly that will fix that problem, and, you know, something like that is okay. But, you know, unless you do database design or you do a lot of programming yourself, or, you know, if you're a mod author or something, we just recommend not editing the database at all unless, you know, a support team member or another team member tells you to.
And speaking of whether a support team member or another team member tells them to do something, I have seen a couple of times where some non-support team members have posted suggestions on what to do. What's, you know, should users, you know, follow those instructions posted by those other team members, or you know, what basically, how would you say they should, you know, react to somebody else not on a support team offering support?
Well, if I think officially, and that's in quotes, have to tell you never to run any database queries that other non-team members tell you to. However, I know at least on the support forums, which I'm active in, we have a lot of people who are not on the support team but are very experienced in PHPBB. So I, you know, personally, I would trust something they told me to do. So, you know, it's kind of up to you what you want to do. You know, just though I, like I said, I have to quote unquote officially tell you not to do any queries a non-team member tells you to, just to be on the safe side. I as far as I know, I've never heard anybody, you know, deliberately giving out a query that would you know, break your database or delete it or anything, you know, a malicious one. But, you know, just to be, like I said, be on the safe side, I'd recommend not using queries posted by non-team members. Mm-hmm. Unless you trust them.
And I've seen, like, a couple of times in this last 2 weeks, I've seen some people post some suggestions that, and of course, they're not doing it on purpose, but they're posting suggestions that are really incorrect. They're, you know, they're they're like, you know, do this or that, and it's like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And it's usually people who are not that familiar with PHBBB trying to offer support suggestions, but they turn out to be really bad suggestions if the user followed them. If it's something that's non-invasive, like doing something with the database is invasive. And I think if it's a support answer that's non-invasive, those are a lot easier for a user to be able to follow suggestions like that, right?
Yeah, right.
So to sum it up, basically, the idea is to not edit your database unless a support team member or another team member tells you directly what to do, and don't try and assume what they're saying. If you don't completely understand it, ask for clarification, and do only exactly what they're telling you to do. They might provide a small script. I have seen the support team provide some small scripts on just doing a quick edit of the database or modifying something, or even in the case of RC7, RC6 release, where there was problems with people trying to get into the administration control panel, we made a script where basically they could reset their style cache to allow them to get into the administration control panel with their password.
It's also a good idea to do frequent backups so that if something ends up happening to your database, you can always restore with little or no loss at all.
I would recommend to backup your database at least once a week, and more faster if you have a larger forum.
Yeah, more frequently if you have a larger forum, definitely.
Yes.
One of the things that I do on my own side is that we actually have a cron job that backs it up every single night, every night at like midnight or so. And
I have the same cron job that runs all around 4 o'clock every night, and that backups everything to a complete other server.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, for you, it's a little bit later than it is for me, because at midnight your time, it's still kind of early for me.
Yes. I run it at 4 a.m. my time.
Mm-hmm. So now what you really need to do is find out where most of your traffic is coming from, and then have the cron job back up when you have the least amount of traffic.
Yeah, for me, we have looked at for around 2 months of traffic, and that was the less busiest time for every day, so we decided to use that time.
Mm-hmm. And you can use AWStats. We'll usually show you that, AWStats. Or if you have Google Analytics installed, you can determine when you have the most traffic. For example, our traffic mostly comes from all of America or Eastern Europe. Yeah.
Yes.
So then we set our backups to back up when people in Europe are just before they wake up and when the Americans go to sleep.
Oh, just one little thing to add on that. In case anybody's wondering what a cron job is, C-R-O-N, it's just a little small program that runs on the background on the server and performs a task at a certain time, kind of like Task Scheduler in Windows, if you've ever used that. Some hosts provide that functionality and some don't, so you'll just need to check with your host to see if you can set one up yourself or just Google it.
Usually, shared hosts allow people to set up cron jobs, but like even virtual private servers, dedicated servers, they're really easy to set up. It does something. As far as backing up the databases, it's you might have to write something. They're not that difficult to write, but it is certainly possible.
There are lots of scripts at Google. You can find lots of scripts for it to do it dynamically. Mm-hmm. You have also web cron jobs where always. Code for to use it.
Mm-hmm. The way that I have my server set up, it's through a remote desktop interface, so I see it just as if it was my own desktop, and then I put a program called Navicat on there, Navicat Pro, and then it runs a backup every night on every single database at a different time. It never runs all of them at one time, because I want to make sure that there's plenty of CPU power to do anything it needs to do, but basically it's just going to back them up at different times, and then very easily, and if people have the ability to do that. And actually, that's one thing that if you do deal with your database at all, or even as much as I do, get a GUI tool like Navicat. It's a lot easier to use and a lot faster than a program like PHP MyAdmin
or just the command line tools. If you have a VBS or dedicated server.
Yeah, command line is definitely a good thing if you have that, but a GUI is going to be a lot easier to control the database than either command line or a command line MySQL, for example, or
yes.
Or through PHP MyAdmin. But that should about wrap it up for this episode of the Bytecast. Once again, I'm your today's host, and there will be, and many of these Bytecasts will be hosted by different individuals. We might have Adam Arm will host some, Techie Michael will host others, and there will be other team members hosting different Bytecasts who will have different members of the teams on those Bytecasts. Once again, if you'd like to submit a comment, a suggested topic for one of the Bytecasts, you can do that at podcast.phpbb.com. And all the Bytecasts will be posted on there. You can browse through them and find the topics that you want to listen to. The Bytecasts can also be found on iTunes. Just search for PHPBB on the iTunes store, and you'll find the Bytecasts will show up on there as the official PHPBB podcasts. So that's another way to do it. And again, feel free to submit comments on it. We're always looking for suggestions. If you'd like to suggest a host or a guest for the Bytecast, you can do that on the comments or by posting in the forums on the official PHPBB podcast sticky topic, which is in the 3.0. Is that in the 3.0 discussion forums?
Yeah, it's in the 3.0 discussion forum.
Okay, and you can suggest guests or topics in there as well. And that's actually, I would suggest it in there rather than posting a comment, but be sure to post comments if you enjoyed the show. So we want to hear back from you. And, you know, if you'd like to hear us live, we'll hopefully get to do some of these podcasts live so that we get some user interaction and comments from the user and be able to ask us questions directly about the specific topics. We're knowing in the teams, we kind of know everything about everything as far as PHPBB, but we don't know what you want to know about PHPBB. So we want to hear from you. So feel free to do that. And this is your host today, David Lewis, known as Highway of Life from the Modifications team.
I'm Francis Lewis, known as Handyman on the Modifications team.
And I'm Jeremy Conley, known as Penta Penguin on the Support team.
And I'm Paul Shuyin, known as Paul, the Modifications team.
And thanks for joining us.